Reading from the Bhagavatamrita, chapter 3, text 75. I'm still trying to figure out how to do this with so many verses to cover and a little bit repetitive. It just doesn't. Anyway, let me go. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sampat-svat-pat-tato-mag-guru-dati-tas-ca-stri-yat-vipa-yunya-vishesha-patram Sampat-tito-jatatyam Vasya-bhakto-vitaram-priyat-ca.
There is a greater recipient of Krishna's mercy than your father, me, and other servants like Garuda, and even than the goddess of fortune. His name is Prahlad. He's famous throughout the world as the dearmost devotee of Krishna. Commentary. Do not expect to fulfill your intentions by visiting Dwarka just now, Lord Shiva is telling Narada. There is a devotee in this world even greater than the supreme goddess of fortune, and that is Prahlad. Before going anywhere else, you should visit him. Because Prahlad's devotion to the Supreme Lord is so deep, he is exceptionally dear to the Lord. He is greater than all the Lord's servants in Vaikuntha, including Garuda and Vishvaksena and even Lakshmi. Om Jnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Sarataya Taksuram Nultam Yena Taismai Sri Dirve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Svati Tanyena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Padamayam Vidati Sapadantikam Adadana Shtanam Dante Idam Yache Kuna Kuna Srimad Rupa Padam Boja Dulisham Janma Janmani Parajayud Bhakti Rasam Payatnaya Apayam maam manabhitsanandham Kutambhuriya paradhu kudhuki Sanatanastham bhavamatriyami Sancha kaupa turu vyascha Kripa shindhu bhayedhacha Patitanam bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Greetings from Udupi, and you had a little technical difficulty, but now we're okay. We'll just chant Hare Krishna for 2 minutes and I'll be back and I'll start the class. Hare Krishna. Hare Prabhu back again. So we had our little technical difficulty, and hopefully you were very eager to hear the class as I was to join all of you. And that little separation has increased our relish of being together in the evening here in Udupi. I thought about 3 minutes away, Niranjan Swami and some of his disciples rented a house, a beautiful house, new house, I mean, couldn't beat it. And I go there every evening for prasad at about 4:35, and then Niranjan Swami and myself, we just sit and read the Bhagavatamrita and discuss, and sometimes other God brothers come, like Partha Sarthi Goswami, sometimes Tejas. And everywhere, I said that Prabhupada's mercy, everywhere there are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And, of course, Karnataka is a very special place because it's the ancestral home of Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami.
So that's kind of special. Of course, this is the seat of Madhvacharya. It's amazing. Wherever you go, then, you know, Vaishnavas hear about Krishna Katha. And every evening, you know, 5, 10 people, young people, old people, God brothers, devotees, they just come and just relish. And reading that last chapter of the Bhagavad-Gita, the sense of separation and the importance of trying to get enough attachment in our spiritual life to somehow experience that feeling and be conscious of it. Prabhupada said, be conscious of it. Be conscious of that we are separate from Krishna. And we want Krishna. We want Krishna. Be conscious of it. And the nice point that was made there by Narada Muni, that was such a beautiful, that Krishna telling Narada Muni about how much he likes separation. And he asked Narada Muni a boon, and he said, may I pray that your devotees never have enough of bhakti, never have enough of your mercy, never have enough of bhakti, which means the practices of devotional service, and never have enough of prema of the goal. That they should always feel some want. they should never feel I have it. It should always be I want it. And this is the bhajan that we practice. This is the bhajan that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is practicing in the Gambhir. I'm going to Puri and I'm relishing the mood of separation there. Gaura-Govinda Maharaj, Srila Gaura-Govinda Maharaj, our illustrious god brother, uncle, or whatever relationship, guru that we have, in his embankment of separation, explained this pastime of Akura leaving Vrindavan. Akura taking Krishna from Vrindavan, and how there are three experiences of separation. There's the separation when he's about to go, there's the separation when he's in the process of going, and there's the separation when he's left. And he said the highest separation is when he's actually, when that chariot is actually going. If you come on Parikram to Nandagram and you're on the top of the roof and you see that road to Mathura, and you have some sense what they must be experiencing. So he felt, and therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's Krishna coming to experience the love of his devotees. What love? The greatest love. The greatest love is the love of Srimati Radharani. When? At the height of her separation. At the height of her separation. And what's the height of her separation? The height of her separation is that when Krishna is leaving, in the process of leaving. What's the height of her separation? When Krishna left the rasa dance. What's the height of her separation? When she met Krishna at Kurukshetra. And she was in separation and union. And if you look at the Antya Lila, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually meditating on, it's specifically those pastimes. So, such a nice concept and a practical one for us, that it's somehow or other, think of Prabhupada in separation, think of Guru in separation, think of your joy, whatever it is, that mood is the mood that we have to cultivate. So, somehow I lost my thought. It'd probably be a little scattered today. Here's another excuse for you. Right after this class, I'm leaving to catch to leave now to go to Puri. So, I have to say, so the packing this morning. Okay, let's go where we are. So now he's talking about Prahlad, because this is after Narada met Lord Shiva. Vaishnavam Yata Shambhu, completely absorbed in the ecstasy. But Lord Shiva, in his humility, he points to the residence of Vaikuntha. Because the residence of Vaikuntha,
They won't even glance at material, even material perfection. There's no mode. There's complete prema, there's complete love of Godhead. No one even, of course, that love of Godhead cannot be compared to the love of the prema bhakti in Vrindavan, and that's going to become clear, because when that current flows, love is like a current. It's a reciprocation relationship where each person is giving their heart to the other. And that current creates a very, very powerful effect on the atmosphere. And that's how Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness by developing, at least, in a very strong way, the current between him and his devotees, hoping that that current would transfer between his devotees and his devotees. And in that mood, that current creates an atmosphere that is so attractive. And that's actually the most important point in spreading Krishna consciousness. I know some of you may have visited the temple in Chaupati, where they're concentrated on that foundation of creating a current, because that's what people are lacking. That's what people are searching for in their hearts. They're searching for that type of experience, because we're souls and we're meant to be constitutionally receptacles of love. And unless you act according to your purpose or nature, there's always a dissatisfaction. And therefore, people are passionately trying to fill their consciousness with what they feel. They're trying to fill their emptiness. But emptiness is a psychological condition that's only fulfilled by devotion. And in Vrindavan, that current of love is flowing in such a powerful way. Well, I'll be reading the Bhagavatamrita that it affects the atmosphere in such a way that the moving living entity becomes stunned. The non-moving living entities, like mountains, begin to melt and move. That which is conscious becomes unconscious, and the demigods overhead become stunned. Even in the story of the Bhagavatamrita, when the residents, when the queens of Dwarka are hiding behind the trees and are seeing Balaram awakening Krishna, and he's in this beautiful land and his replicas of all the residents of Vrindavan, he starts to open his heart to the Brijvasis. And the current of love is starting to flow from his heart to the Brijvasis. They become overwhelmed. They become affected in that way. So, Vaikuntha, what a wonderful place. All prema bhakti. There's Vaikuntha, there's no anxiety. Why? Because our anxiety is only because we're deficient in heart, not we're deficient in environment. People who are the wealthiest people in the world, they have the environment. But they may not have the heart. Or they may have the heart. We're deficient in love. And the whole purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is what? To create a society, Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavato Mati, where the consciousness, Mati, the idea, Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavata Mati is love, Bhavata. And what kind of love? Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa, relationship, Rasa, of love, of the intense feelings of devotion for Krishna. And we should pray for that, we should hanker for that. And Prabhupada taught that. I'll tell one story. Someone came in, my car came in, but so many distractions. But I'll tell one story. I went to the 20th anniversary of the installation of Radha Vanabihari, the deities of Jamuna and Dinatarani Prabhu. And it was at Dr. Henry's house. Hare Krishna. So, thank you. Please sit down. Please sit in the chair. Okay? And I went to their house. Thank you for being on time. Person is going to drive me, Daniel. And I went to that, and it was wonderful. Dr. Tirthaswamy and myself, by the graciousness of Dr. Henry, were kind of the honored guests that we spoke. And I spoke on Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur because that was the day that the deities were installed. And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, spoke on deity worship. And of course, it was Jamuna, so everything was exquisitely done. I remember she had grapes that were painted in gold as decorations. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful function with so many distinguished people. And I stayed overnight. I remember Joe Cayley was there, helping with the cooking. And I stayed overnight. And the next day I gave class on the Santo Swami Astakam. And then Jamuna, I gave on the last verse, Hey Rod, Hey Vajadeva. And she told a wonderful story that Prabhupada told, that she saw that, well, I told this story before, but it's so wonderful that a life member gave Malati's daughter, Saraswati, who's so cute, only 3 years old or something, 4 years old, some silver Krishna deity. And when Prabhupada found out, he said, naturally, this would be stolen in India. Replace the deity. And she's so attached. She says, well, just get a similar one in brass. So they got a brass one. And then Saraswati was so upset. The day she was crying, I want my Krishna. I want my Krishna. I want my Krishna. Where is my Krishna? I want my Krishna. Where is my Krishna? Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And it was so disturbing that it was disturbing Prabhupada's assistant, Shama Sundar Malati, her parents. That they had prophets and bring her in and I will speak to her. And Jamuna said she was watching from the door with, you know, the other devotees, and Prabhupada explained to her the song, Hey Rahe Vajadeva Ke Chalavi Ke, Hey Nandasu No Kutaha, which is, you know, oh Krishna, Hey Rahe Vajadeva Ke Chalavi Ke, Hey Nandasu. Oh, where are you? The six Goswamis are on the bank of the Jamuna, in the mood of separation. And he said, you see, he said, even the great devotees, she say, don't say, I have Krishna. They say, where is Krishna? So he's explaining to her that the mood, where is Krishna, is the right mood. And he pacified her. And Jamuna said that the hairs on the back of her neck were standing up in ecstasy, watching Prabhupada explain the mood of separation to a four-year-old girl. Which reminded me that Kamal Krishnamurti told me personally that Prabhupada once said that Jamuna had Baba. So this mood of separation. Anyway, these residents of Vaikuntha, they have the flow of praying. They're so exalted. But when Lord Shiva is explaining about the residents of Vrindavan, of Vaikuntha, how exalted they are, his wife is there, Parvati. And she's becoming a little bit offended. Because how can we talk about the resident of Vaikuntha without highlighting the goddess of fortune? So she begins to glorify the goddess of fortune, how all auspiciousness arises from the goddess of fortune. And she doesn't have to perform austerity to get that. She already attains that platform. And she's steady. She's always on Narayan's chest. And in fact, that goddess of fortune, is right here on the earth. Is right here on the earth in terms of Rukmini. And then something happens. And then Lord Shiva says, no, don't go there. Sit down, I'll whisper you a secret and hear this serpent, and actually greater than the goddess of fortune is Prahlad.
So don't go anywhere. You stay in this world with the devotees. And a very, very interesting point that gets brought up in this particular story is how can Prahlad be greater than everyone else that is listed, including Lord Shiva, who's not different than Krishna, his father of Narada, which is Lord Brahma, and the goddess of fortune, who is actually an expansion of Srimati Radharani. How can Prahlad be greater? And it was very, later on it's going to be discussed as we discuss Prahlad's bhakti, because Prahlad's bhakti is so exceptional. It exemplifies ahoitiki apatiyata. Ahoitiki apatiyata. Apatiyata means to bhakti and be at the highest platform, it must be unbroken. And for something to never stop, it has to have two qualities. That you cannot find anything greater than that activity. And you cannot find any, you cannot experience any greater pain than giving it up. And that's why when Prahlad's father threatens him, and tries to kill him, and even says, I'll throw you in this pit of poisonous snakes. You give up your devotion. And Prahlad thinks, the snake bite of separation from Krishna is more painful than that. That's the mood. There's a book, Bharat Krishnanjali, which explains the mood of the Manjaris, the young girl, maidservants of Radharani. And they're praying in the mood of separation. That's why in Jaya Dharma, it explains the history of Raghunuga Bhakti in our line. And it's explained that it was given, the method of worship, actually how you worship in spontaneous devotion, was given to Swarup Damodar. And Swarup Damodar divided the two parts. And just like the process of Advaita is also Bhagavad Vidhi Mag and Pancharakriti Mag. There's the inner mood that you have to cultivate, chanting the holy name and Sankirtan. And then there are the activities that you have to do of worship formally for purification. So even in Mag Mag, there's two parts, isn't it? And he said, the external part, I give to the Kreshwar Pandit, who gave it to Gopal Guru, who gave it to Jan Chandra Goswami, who wrote a Padati, or a step-by-step manual of practicing spontaneous devotion, but the external part. Getting up, even brushing your teeth, going to the bathroom, and then all the different prayers that you chant and who you think about at different times of the day. It's kind of external to impact the internal. And then he gave the internal worship to Raghunath Das Goswami, and that's exemplified in his books. Explains the mood that you have to cultivate. And the internal always takes precedent over the external. Even I was reading in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the intense eagerness for Krishna is more important than the thoughts of Krishna. That's why the main practice of spontaneous devotional service is chanting the holy name in the right mood. Now it's a practice, but that will be the main activity in the spiritual world. The main activity in the spiritual world is what you can do right now, and that's Harinam Sankirtan. The main activity in the spiritual world is chanting the glories of the Lord with other devotees. So we have the activity of what we'll be doing in the spiritual world. We just have to develop the consciousness. The difference between now and then, the activities now are meant to get that consciousness, and when you go to the spiritual world and perfect yourself, your consciousness will produce those activities. So you'll do Harinam Sankirtan, you'll be chanting in the spiritual world, you'll be glorifying the spiritual world, but it won't be to attain devotion, it will be a result of your devotion. And I found this verse when I was going over about the Vaikuntha Vasis. An incredible verse where it says, in Vaikuntha, nothing else exists but devotional service. rendered through Sankirtan and in many other forms. So it says Sankirtan Adidi and other things. Sankirtan is primary chanting and chanting with others. It goes on incessantly with great enthusiasm, spreading the ecstasy of pure love. So this is the perfectional stage. And it's cultivated. So this verse says the intense eagerness is more important than the thoughts. The thoughts have to be based on the intense eagerness. And this is what Prabhupada taught us. That non-sankirtan, chanting with separation, chanting with eagerness, chanting with determination, with obligation, whatever it is. But Supriyanam, the names of the lords that were given to you by your spiritual master, Radha and Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Anyway, it all points to Prahlad, but the answer is, so Prahlad is higher for two reasons than all these other devotees. And two reasons to give. One, it was the benediction of Lord Nisringadev. Because Lord Nisringadev was worried that on the basis of a boon by Lord Brahma, Hiranyakashipu became so powerful. And he was afraid that that would confuse people who would take the devotional service. Look what Brahma gave to Hiranyakashipu. So Nisringadev gave the boon that Prahlad, that he would be the greatest devotee and no other devotee would equal him, not even the goddess of fortune, not even the resident of Vaikuntha, etc. So he got that boom. And of course his devotion is so exclusive. He will not give it up for any reason. That's how much he likes it. No. The pain of separation from devotional subject is worse than any other pain you can give me in the world. Of course, we have to aspire to that, and that's why we're hearing about it. And we should not underestimate the mercy of Prabhupada by serving his mission. We should not underestimate that, because his mercy can give us so much. It's actually a path of mercy. It's a path of grace. And the second reason that we're given is, and I read it, it's a very beautiful statement. It said, one reason why the Supreme Lord speaks like this is that although his eternal associates, Sankarsana, Mahalakshmi, and so on, are ever established in unswerving devotion, they underwent no tribulations to gain it, whereas his, quote, new devotees in the material world have sacrificed all comforts and security to gain pure devotional service. For the trouble such devotees have taken, Lord Krishna is especially grateful. So there's really something, and we ourselves, do we have instances where the difficulties and tribulations and troubles we've undergone to take to this process of devotional service has actually become a source of inspiration and joy for us? Or, if we tolerate the troubles we have now, and despite those troubles, continue in devotional service, despite the irrational impulses of the mind and senses, we continue in our devotional service, just think how much pleasure Krishna gives. Because I remember when I had one of my trials by fire, and it was really heavy, and Ranjan Swami advised me, he said, if you tolerate, there'll be a fruit at the end. If you tolerate, why? Because Krishna is so grateful to someone. How grateful is Krishna? When Draupadi just put up one hand and said, hey, Govinda! Krishna said that because she chanted my name once, I'm eternally grateful. We have to do it. It's true. There's a fruit, whatever difficulty. So we may be undergoing so many trials and tribulations, etc. Let's be assured it's only so Krishna can give himself. And we have to look at that way. I remember this one time I went on one preaching, an Indian bus. like 12 hours, and it was successful preaching. I had met the head of the Indian Military Academy, and I somehow had a contact, and I met him. This is the biggest military academy in the world. They always describe you can be third world in everything else, but you can't be third world in army. The Indian Army is fabulous, high class, very powerful training. They teach more subjects at that institute than any school in the world, practically. And I met the man, and I preached to him. He actually became a devotee. After he retired the next year, and he became a devotee. So when I was coming back on the bus, a 12-hour bus, UP bus, Uttar Pradesh bus, I was sitting in the back seat. It's so bumpy. And sitting next to me, in a chair for somebody, okay, in a chair, and sitting next to me was an old man with tuberculosis coughing. And, you know, the whole Indian bus scene, but I was just feeling because the trouble was for Guru, that there was also some pleasure in that. I'm just going to finish with one more thing because now my good doctor has come to see me off, Dr. Tanmay Goswami, who's kindly provided all these facilities and won't accept any remuneration. He just wants to do some service for the Vaishnavas. And health retreats are, when you get older, health retreats are important. Even if you have to think of your body, even if you have to think of your body for 3 weeks, you'll have to think about it less later on. But it's just good, just, you know, of course, that's not all I did, but you may think, oh, Marge's life is exciting. Well, I wish my life was boring. I always prayed for a boring life, where I could just stay in one room with books. Which reminds me of this episode of what's that? Rod Serling? What's that called? Boy, this is maybe Alzheimer's method. What's that called? The Twilight Zone. Thank you. Who's that?
This is Gail.
Okay. Gail. The Twilight Zone, and it was about this man who just wanted to read, but he had to work at a bank. And then when he got home, he had so many family duties, and he just wanted to read books. So one day he goes into the safe, and it locks behind him, and he can't get out of the safe. And then all of a sudden he hears a big rumble, and somehow it jars open the door, and he goes out, and he sees he was devastated, that it was an atomic war, and he was the only person that was left in this atomic war. It's just rubble. It actually happened. There was an atomic war. So then he goes, and he's walking through the rubble, and it sees that it destroyed the public library. And there's all books all over the place. And he looks up to God, and he says, books, books, books. I have my books. I have my books. No family, no job. I can read my books. And then he drops. This is the saddest story I've ever heard. He trips over one of the rocks, and his glasses break. I'm sorry to tell you that. Just one other thing from this Vaikuntha. It's very interesting. The Vaikuntha Vasis encourage the descent of advanced devotees into saintly families, act for the increased prosperity and influence of those devotees, and render unseen help to the devotees, to the devotees' preaching, by which more and more conditioned souls brought back. It's the sense of advanced devotees of the saintly families. And I was just thinking, I'm in Udupi, and the way they choose their next acharya, as I told you, the system is they have these families that have been following spiritual life, Brahmin families for many, many generations. And when their astrological chart is done, then they see who has the samskara, the spirituality and renunciation. And then from a very early age, sometimes 8 or 10 or 12 or 14, having that karma, they're given sannyas, and they become the junior acharyas, and one of the 8 senior acharyas, when he dies, they become. So I went yesterday to the temple because I've been doing this, you know, health treatment here. So I finally, last 2 days, went to the temple, and we went in. It's very nice. And they do some fantastic stuff with their deity. Sometimes they dress them as Rukmini, they dress them as all the avatars, they dress them as Krishna. They have outfits of diamonds. And you can only see through a little grated window that type of darshan. It's very fantastic, and it's such an ancient temple with the wood roofs, and the temple altar is the house of Krishna in the middle of the greater temple. And you see the culture, so I was sitting, let's sit in the back, and we'll chant for a while. So I was chanting and watching that culture, and then all of a sudden people whisked me away, and I said, what's happening? And they told me that the acharya comes to darshan. And he told me my age. You know, and he just like walks in so fast, and he's like circling around, and someone's doing kirtan, and you know, and it's like he goes and he plays the bass, and it's just like really quickly, oh, the battery's low. Okay. He pays, obeisance is really quickly, like, you know, like really quickly, and then goes to the next deity quickly, and next deity quickly. It's like he's moving like a man with a mission. You know? It's like so fast. Boom, boom, boom. I think, and then I see afterwards he sits in the room and hands out charanamrita and gives blessings. And it's almost like a machine. It's impressive on one standpoint. That, you know, from morning to evening, he knows what he's doing every minute of the day. But at the other hand, it's ultimate Vaidhi Bhakti. The rules, the rules, the rules. So I kind of, it's impressive if we can actually do so fixed, but it's also nice that we have Priya Bhagavatamrita and spontaneous devotional service. And so, it was nice to actually see that, and just a nice spiritual atmosphere. You feel like you're being bathed and washed, just seeing how everything's done, sitting with devotees who are fixed on Krishna. It's just nice. Okay, I'll stop here because I have to go in a few minutes, but if anybody would today just like to say Hare Krishna, I'm not sure I can have the questions. It was very enlivening on Sunday. So many people from different parts of the world said, Hare Bol. Anybody like to say Hare Bol?
Hare Krishna!
Shastra?
Yes, this is Shastra with Mahari.
Okay. Thank you. Shastra, just a few more days.
We'll
be together in Puri. That's so nice. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Bye.
Who's that?
This is Savitri from Strasbourg.
This is who?
Savitri from Strasbourg.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare go. I've been with Narendran Swami talking about Gaur Leela.
Okay.
Every day. So nice talking about Gaur Leela. What's that?
We will hear from you sometime, Gaur Leela.
Okay. I'm coming back in a month. I will definitely come over.
Okay. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you. Nice to hear from you. Thank you. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay, then I will go, and the next class that I give will be from Bhuvaneshwar Puri, and we'll continue in the mood of separation. Maybe I'll just do Gaur Leela for the next week. Gaur Prema Anandi, Vanchakalpa Puri Vyasa, Kutasindhu, Vayibhaja, Patitanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namah.